Well, at the Romero's, we haven't turned the heat on yet, but one of our favorite things to do this time of year is open all the doors and windows at night, turn on the beehive fireplace in the master bedroom, as well as turn on the little fireplace in the breakfast room. And Jennifer and I spend every morning in front of the fireplace with the doors wide open and the air conditioner and the heater turned off, just enjoying this perfect time of year.
All right, so Keith from Phoenix has a question.
Hey, Alicia, good morning. Miss Alicia from the Cronkite School of Broadcasting in our call screening booth this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. So Keith from Phoenix and his family are big fans of super cooling and want to know if variable speed air conditioning works with super cooling.
Gosh, I wish you could have talked him into staying on. Some people just don't want to come on air and ask the question.
You're just not that scary. Yeah. I always try to assure people. He's not going to beat you up. There's no trick questions. Come on. Come on in.
Butter him up with buttermilk.
So Keith and his family are asking about super cooling, which is a strategy and tactic we employ during the summer months to stay cool for the least possible amount of money. And he's obviously being advised by an air conditioning technician that it doesn't work with a variable speed compressor. And I couldn't disagree more. A variable speed compressor is like a big V8 race car with gears and a clutch. The train compressor, I think, has 187 different gears or 200 different gears that it can select. When it surmises what you're trying to get done, it measures the outdoor humidity, outdoor temperature, and what then it analyzes what the thermostat is asking for, and it just slips into the right gear to most efficiently give you that comfort level you're desiring. Whether it's variable speed or two speed or single speed does not matter. With super cooling, you take that variable speed and you work that thing into the ground off peak hours, which, by the way, if the Arizona Corporation Commission ruling stands, is about ready to change in the next few months and go back to 7 o'clock as opposed to 8 o'clock. You want, no matter what kind of compressor you have, you want it doing all its work off peak. And how about this text guy? What did he say?
He says, my demand never exceeds 1.5, but I'm a little extreme, LOL. That's extreme.
He's got to live in a shoebox.
Or he doesn't use his AC, or I don't know.
That is more than extreme. That's incredible. I would love to ask him a whole lot more questions. If you can keep your demand rate to 1.5, you are extreme. I'm not criticizing you. I would question what comfort level you're experiencing in your house.
I thought the same thing.
What are you sacrificing in the way?
Maybe he'll ride us back here. Oh. Hey, and then another question comes in the same vein. Can you use a smart thermostat to super cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you, the homeowner, are smart enough to figure out.
If you can outsmart the smart thermostat.
If you can outsmart the smart thermostat, because then you can program it on weekends and enjoy any temperature you want, and then off peak Monday through Friday, enjoy. But yeah, absolutely, a smart thermostat can be programmed for super cooling. Let's get off super cooling.
Well, I do have more text, but
we're in the heating season.
I always get excited when I say, hey, new messages, and then I open them up, and a lot of times it's just comments on the bottom of the hour news that keep me entertained. If you're complaining about the news, it's lost on us. So,
okay, I want to talk a little bit about water heaters, and we actually have a text here that says, what's the secret to loosening an anode rod in a water heater? That's easy. About a 2-foot piece of 1.5-inch galvanized pipe. You put a socket wrench head socket over the top of the anode rod. Then you have a brake bar, and then you slip the 2-foot galvanized steel pipe over the handle of that, and you turn counterclockwise. The increased leverage of the longer pipe extension is going to give you what you need just to break that thread loose. Okay. Our blog this week talks about accomplishing your right home temperature in your house by room in the heating season, which I think we're about ready to get into.
I know. I saw 60s next week. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And we shared, Jennifer and I shared, one of our personal little secrets in that blog this past week. Like I was saying earlier, we have the security systems on our house that we can sleep with the doors and the windows open, the ceiling fan turned on, and the central air conditioning system fan turned on without the compressor turned on. So we're bringing outside air in all night long when it's in the high 50s and low 60s. Burr. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely delicious. Without having to use hardly any electricity at all, ceiling fans and the squirrel cage blower on your central heating and cooling system don't require hardly any power. So you're bringing in all that outdoor fresh air. But I don't like, and the older I get, the less I like it, crawling in bed and having those cold sheet shocks.
That wakes you right back up.
It does.
You get in there all sleepy, and then you just can't get comfortable.
It wakes you right back up. So we, and I cannot stand heating blankets. To me, they are the most suffocating apparatus ever created besides straitjackets. In the history of mankind.
He is a little claustrophobic. You haven't pulled that out.
I cannot take a heat blanket. Woo! But a man who happens to be a close friend, a rough, burly guy, sleeps on the ground in the desert like 40 nights a year and, you know, eats 16 pitty nails for breakfast. And I mean, just a hardcore, all-man, tough and rough and ready guy. Shared with me in a weak moment, Rosie, do you know my wife bought not a heating blanket, but a heating pad that goes above the mattress, under the mattress cover? And he says, I've gotten to where I turn that on an hour before bed to low, and you slip into the sheets, and it's like getting like this warm hug. And this was like the weirdest conversation coming from this guy. And so I thought, well, if he's man enough to buy one of those and try it, then I'll try it.
We've loved it.
I mean, it's...
Well, it reminds me of like Little House when they would take the bricks and put them on the fire and then wrap them up and put them
in
down
the mattress,
the foot,
yeah.
The foot of the bed. So it's just keeps your bed warm without suffocating. And then you can turn it down and it's...
Each side.
I was going to say, if you're going to get one, be sure you get one with two controls because then you can each have it as warm as you like it. Because I do like it a little warmer than you do.
Takes hardly any electricity.
And it comes in all the various bed sizes, king, queen.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we have discovered that as one of the little luxurious necessities of life. When the outdoor temperature in Arizona, Maricopa County, drops below about 60, 55 degrees, it's nice to pull that sheet back, slip in under the sheet, pull it over your shoulders, and it's like toast. It is like a warm hug. You don't get that sheet shock of slipping into cold sheets.
You know, somebody is listening along with the conversation and just wants to know, you talked about having most of the electricity off. You know, we don't have the heater on. We're
right.
Using the heating blanket, using the gas fireplaces. How much does that blower cost to run? It's just like running a fan, right? It's pennies.
Pennies an hour.
Yeah.
Pennies. Pennies an hour.
And I like
it. If you're just running the fan.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fan just for the noise factor. It kind of gives a little buffer to sound.
Yeah. Well, the ceiling fan.
While we're on ceiling fans, another little trick, and we've talked about this before, even if you have the heater on and it's cool, turn your ceiling fan on and reverse direction.
Reverse direction.
And it'll bring some of the warm air down.
Brings the warm air out to the outside edges of the room
mm-hmm.
and down the walls, and then takes the cooler air out of the center of the room and puts it up there. So it's a great way to try and battle it. And I've challenged people to call if you've got uncomfortable spots in your home. And Miss Jennifer has called from Peoria And apparently she's dealing with one of those rooms. Let's see if we can't troubleshoot what's going on at Jennifer's house. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello. So I moved into my house 3 years ago. Okay. It was built in 2013.
Okay.
It has really good air conditioning throughout the entire house. The air conditioners are only about 5 years old. I have one smaller room that just gets hot.
Okay.
And don't know.
How many air conditioners are on the house?
Three.
Three ACs. Okay. So one room in one of those units zone can't get comfortable. Does the room happen to be on the south or the west end of the house?
Yes.
Okay. And is there glass exposure south or west? There has to be.
There is, let me think, west.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you got a couple things working against you here, but Ms. Jennifer, have you ever had a whole house energy audit conducted?
No.
Okay. It's going to cost you $99. It will be the best.
Okay.
It'll be the best $99 you've ever spent. The service is worth over $500, but the utility companies pay their certified contractors to come out and conduct these for the sake of getting homes more energy efficient and comfortable, to lower the utility company's demand to meet unnecessary power requirements. So, Jennifer, do you have access to our energy management computer specialist? I want you to call RIAS or Green ID or 4Energy, any one of the three. You're calling from Peoria, so these are our three. Have you ever used our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I have, but it's been a while.
Okay. Well, you can go to our website, plug in your zip code, and when it asks for class of work you'd like done, go under energy management, and you'll find three.
Mm-hmm. Green ID, 4Energy, that's F-O-R, energy, and REIS, that's R-E-E-I-S.
All three of them. They'll all do it for the same price. 4Energy actually conducts a free service, but pay for the full service. Pay for the full $99. They bring thousands of dollars worth of equipment out to your house. They check the integrity of the ductwork. They check the integrity of the weather sealing all the way around the house. And they're going to do what's called pressure mapping, and they're going to find out why that one room. I'll tell you one thing you can try, Jennifer. In that room, find the air conditioner that controls that room. Turn the other two air conditioners off. Turn the fan motor on. Find every supply register that has air moving through it. That way you're defining every single room that is in the zone of that unit. Make sure the fins on the supply register are 100% open on every single one of those. Okay? Then what I want you to do is go around and close every register about 15 to 20%, except in that one room. That all by itself may be all you need to accomplish comfort in that one room. Make sure that southern and western face glass is shaded with a sunscreen, and or landscaping would be better. A big tree 10 to 15 feet away from the house, shading the entire area. But we can solve this, Jennifer. There's no reason that has to be an ongoing problem. Try the trick with the air conditioner register fins. If you're not comfortable getting on a ladder and doing all that, then just call one of our energy management experts and they will get you taken care of. Jennifer, thanks for the call. We're going to make your home more comfortable forever. You can thank Jennifer for that.